This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Art Museum says it's working with international and U.S. officials on items associated with an art scandal. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The museum is in talks with the Cambodian government to return four pieces associated with Douglas Latchford. The pieces were removed from its collection in September. The museum began talking with government officials after Latchford became the center of an international art scandal. The art dealer was indicted in 2019 on suspicion that items in his collection were stolen from their countries of origin. The Denver Art Museum is also looking into two objects from Thailand that also had connections to Latchford. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Highly vaccinated spots, like some universities and businesses, are seeing far fewer cases of COVID-19 than pre-vaccine. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Northern Colorado shows a stark contrast. Hospital ICUs are full, with many mostly unvaccinated COVID-19 patients. But at Greeley's JBS meat plant, the local union says at least 70% of roughly 3,000 workers have been vaccinated for months. Adriana Escobar, a union director, says it seems to keep employees safe.
I feel like it has, and we obviously hope that it continues to have a positive impact on everyone that works there.
She says pre-vaccination, there were 215 positive cases and 6 deaths. Since vaccinations began in the spring, the union has documented a fraction of the cases and no deaths. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Denver is at 60 degrees. And Grand Junction is at 53 degrees with some clouds in the sky today. Tonight, it'll be in the low 30s. It should be a clear night otherwise.